it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Odyssey Sports presents Big Time Baseball.
Let's head to those phone lines here and go to our guy, our Odyssey MLB insider, Tony Gwynn Jr., host of the Odyssey Original Podcast, Big Time Baseball with John Heyman, covering all things MLB. Tony, man, we appreciate you jumping on with us.
No problem. How you guys doing?
Yeah, we're good. We're good here, man. I want to start with this. I want you to help me out and pinpoint to me what you think it is, because the Astros, they have a Hall of Fame level manager in Dusty Baker, a great owner in Jim Crane, obviously this winning culture. But they are everything they've gone through. You know, hey, take away three starters in the rotation. All right, you know, a bullpen guy they signed to a huge deal who has been struggling the most out of anybody in the bullpen. Jose Altuve, their Hall of Famer, heart and soul of the team, hasn't touched the field for an inning. Yet they find themselves two games back and still looking like one of the best teams in baseball. And Abreu, their big offseason signing, is struggling. Bregman is struggling. What is it about this organization, if you can pinpoint the big factor that allows them to just keep winning the way they do no matter what happens to the team?
It's a culture, right? I think that's what you have to kind of point to when you're talking about the Astros. At this point, they've won so much and at such a high level, there's a belief in that locker room no matter how bad they're playing, no matter how bad they're struggling, that they're going to find a way to win. And I think obviously having a guy like a steady hand like Dusty Baker at the helm only enhances the kind of mentality that those guys have developed in that organization.
Hey, T, man, you asked how we were doing, and my man Ron over here, he didn't give me a chance. He so rudely didn't give me a chance. I'm doing pretty damn
Welcome
good.
Back.
I'm doing pretty damn good. You know what I mean? How in the hell are you doing, brother?
He already said he's doing fine.
Well, I just want to elaborate a bit, man. You know, hell, you talk this baseball stuff all damn day. I just want to give you a chance to elaborate a little bit, man.
I'm doing well. We got a big event here for the Padres called Dinner on the Diamond. So I'm going in to do my radio show for a few hours, and then I got to head out and get suited and booted for the night.
What color are you going with?
I'm going with a little black, gray, and red.
Red is the red in the tie. Is it in the
It's in the pattern. It's in the pattern that I'm wearing.
Okay. That's good stuff.
And the shirt. And the shirt. It's got some red in it.
Are you MC in this joint? Or are you just showing out?
I'm just showing up, showing out. I get a day off. I don't have to actually MC something today.
Come on. And then here we are bugging you, want to talk this damn baseball stuff, man. Hey, we were talking with the guys at Landry Locker and John Lopez, our midday guys, and we were chopping it up in a little crosstalk, and we were talking about Dusty, man, and Dusty finally wins the big one last year, and you know, this year he's walking around as the big man on campus, if you will. What's your thoughts on how long Dusty's going to do this?
Well, I saw him this winter. He was out here for the winter meetings. I got a chance to rap with him a little bit, and he seemed re-energized, man. He didn't seem like somebody that was thinking about hanging it up anytime soon. As a matter of fact, he said he was thirsty for another one. So that tells me that he doesn't, at least at that point, he didn't have any intention, it seemed like, to be hanging it up anytime soon.
Well, Tony, at hell, at 108 years old, there probably ain't too many things you can do for the first time. I mean, Dusty Baker's out there experiencing this reigning champ thing right now. I mean, it's the first time he's ever been able to do it. It's got to feel good.
I'm sure it does. I mean, listen, when you become a world champ, you know, that opens up many more doors. You know, as long as Dusty's been around, I'm sure there ain't too many doors he ain't been in. But, you know, being a champion kind of changes that, I'm sure. I know for a fact, considering he was all the way out here in San Diego for winter meetings, you know, that's kind of what the champion has to do. They got to show up, show out.
Well, for the record, he's 74. I'm sorry, Johnny.
You get the point,
just
man.
For the record, I don't want to put that on that man. That man's 108 years old.
I'm from a different generation.
I'm curious what your thoughts on what the Astros should do, because we're hearing that Jose Altuve, who was supposed to be out until June, but has apparently been Wolverine the entire time here, and there's a thought that he could return to the lineup tomorrow. He's coming back to work out with the team on the off day, and they're going to make a determination if he comes back tomorrow. But the biggest surprise, and I think one of the biggest surprises in baseball, has been Dubon for the Astros. He's hitting .309, seventh in the league in hitting, and has been a huge, huge surprise. Now, obviously, Altuve is going to play second base, but the thought is he's going to stay in the lineup. He's been in that leadoff role really, really well. What would you do with Altuve the way that Dubon's hitting? Would you continue to just bring him back in the leadoff spot, or maybe hit him second behind Dubon?
Well, I mean, at this point, you want to utilize the hot hand. That's certainly Dubon. He's certainly turned a lot of heads and, you know, coming over from San Francisco and being a legitimate leadoff hitter in that position in a little bit of an old school way. So I wouldn't move him. I mean, that's a luxury to have somebody who's getting on base in front of someone like Altuve, who, you know, probably can not only handle that leadoff role, but can handle that two spot. It's almost perfectly suited for him because of the way he can handle the bat. He's not a guy who he's a guy who can put the ball in play, and he can do it with authority. So yeah, I think for the time being, you go with that. You try to bring in, you let Dubon play, and you let Altuve bat behind him to see how it goes.
Odyssey MLB insider Tony Gwynn Jr. joining us on Sports Radio 610 Houston's sports leader. T, one of the hottest topics as it pertains to the Astros around here is Jose Abreu. 3 years, $58 million. They knew the power dropped off a bit with just 15 home runs, I think it was, last year, but he still hit over 300. He's come in here and been a major, to this point, has been a major disappointment. It's talk of the town from a negative perspective. Just what's your thoughts on Abreu and what Dusty may or may have to do with him in terms of moving him up and down this lineup in the future with the Astros and Abreu?
Yeah, no, I think, you know, it's still early. You know, and I know that's hard to fathom at times for folks, but you know, we're in May right now, and so yes, he needs to get going because that's the type of player that they expected when they signed him. But I would say right now in May, it's a tad bit too early to be in full panic mode. Now I think Dusty will probably do things to try to move him up and down that lineup to try to get him some relief or maybe take the pressure off a little bit, but I still think, and listen, I'm seeing the same thing here in San Diego with some of the dudes on this roster who have year in and year out been, you know, one of the best players or some of the best players in the league, and it's just not happening right now. But it's May 19th or May 18th, whatever day it is, 18th. As the year goes on, I would expect maybe not the power coming back full tilt, but he's a 300 hitter. He's been almost 300 hitter since he arrived here in the States.